1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. A federal court has ruled that the Trump administration cannot block congressionally approved funding to expand electric vehicle infrastructure. In a press release on Tuesday, Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call announced the court granted summary judgment last week and concluded that the Trump administration's effort to withhold the funding violated the Administrative Procedure Act. Wisconsin joined a coalition of over a dozen states in filing the lawsuit, seeking to protect congressionally approved funding through the National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Formula Program. Wisconsin is due to receive over $62 million of funding through the program, in addition to the overall economic impact from the jobs created. Attorney General Call also highlighted the environmental benefits of expanding the state's electric vehicle infrastructure, making it more feasible for residents to consider purchasing an electric vehicle. The National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Formula Program awards grant funding to businesses like gas stations, restaurants, and hotels to help cover the cost of installing electric vehicle charging stations. The Wisconsin Natural Resources Board unanimously approved a rule change on Wednesday seeking to bring state regulation of PFAS in line with federal drinking water standards. The rule change follows regulations enacted by the Environmental Protection Agency during the Biden administration. Under the Trump administration, the agency seeks to weaken those regulations to reduce which specific types of PFAS contaminants will have stricter limits. The agency's 2024 rule set limits for the two most common PFAS contaminants at 4 parts per trillion and 3 other types at 10 parts per trillion. Under Wisconsin law, the state-level drinking water standard requirements must be at least as stringent as the federal requirements. With the EPA seeking to roll back those previous protections, Natural Resources Board officials say increasing state regulations will better protect residents from the forever chemicals. According to a WPR report, an economic impact analysis conducted by the Department of Natural Resources found that meeting more stringent state-level regulations would not cost Wisconsin any more than meeting current federal drinking water standards. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Going for gold. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. From the Winter Olympics on NBC, Team USA Jordan Stolz winning his first gold medal. The 21-year-old from Kewaskum setting a record time of 1 minute 6.28 seconds, a new Olympic record in the 1,000-meter event.
It's really nice, yeah, to get the first one out. I mean, get an experience of what it's like with the crowd and kind of the pressure and the buildup.
What would you tell folks back in Wisconsin?
Yeah, well, I'm glad that some people believed in me back in Wisconsin. Now I'm finally here on a world stage, and I didn't disappoint them. I'm really thankful.
NFL, the Packers are promoted Luke Getsy to quarterback coach, replacing Sean Mannion, hired by the Eagles to become offensive coordinator. NBA, the Bucks with a win in Orlando over the Magic, 116-108. Cam Thomas, who just signed with the team Sunday, led with 34 points after getting off to a slow start.
Man, I was just missing shots, really. A couple of those shots I always make, so it wasn't really a defense necessarily. You know, it was great from there.
That's the Bucks' new guard, Cam Thomas, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
We are definitely warming things up. In fact, we're talking 50s by the weekend. Today, mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid 40s this afternoon. Tonight will be clear. We'll drop down into the mid to upper 20s for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your La Crosse News Roundup from WLCX. Find more news anytime at lacrosseeagle.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.